This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio. A little Election Day presidential music there for you. So, posed this question during our local hour here in Denver before we jumped on nationally with you on SB Nation. You have Election Day, and it raises a little twist of a question that I posed before. I'll pose it to you here again. I asked it on Twitter. I'll share with you some of the answers. What current athlete, okay, now current, they have to be playing, not retired. Current athlete, would you vote into office? Like who you take the temperament of what's necessary, the, you know, maybe intelligence, maybe the personality, whatever. Who would you vote in? Now, the immediate gravitational pull is toward quarterback. Maybe it's because it's a leadership position. You've got the, you know, you got the other 10 guys in the huddle with you, sort of like your cabinet, I suppose. Right?
Right.
So we had that question posed, and we had some interesting answers. Now, who did you have earlier this morning on your list of who you thought were worth considering?
Well, I had a couple. We'll go for the bigger name, the big one, I would say LeBron James.
You said LeBron. And a few people hit me up on Twitter and said LeBron. I could get that. I could get behind that. Now, you gave some good examples, though. You said, in part, he learned his lessons.
Poor communication skills with the decision, but still got the job done in Miami. Then improved the communication skills, going back home. All politics is local, Nate. And then goes back to Cleveland, gets the job done there. I think LeBron's got to be a bit of a candidate. But I'll throw you out some other names.
Okay.
Some other names here. Let's go to football. How about Alex Smith? We're talking about the quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs graduated a semester early from high school. His GPA was 4.4. As we know, then went to University of Utah, majored in economics, graduated with his degree in 2 years.
Yep, smart.
And intends to go back to get his law degree after he's retired. So that's pretty good. You go
nice.
To baseball.
Uh-huh.
You got Cincinnati Reds pitcher Ross Ohlendorf.
Ooh, good name.
Also good name, right?
Good name, because right. That's part of it. Remember, you got to imagine the yard signs.
Ohlendorf.
When you walk into your polling place or you've got your ballot at home that you're going to drop off in the mail or in the little drop box, that's a name you're going to remember. Ohlendorf for Senate. You know, I mean, come on.
He has 2 degrees, operations research and financial engineering from Princeton. Howdy.
What is financial engineering?
I don't know. Something smarter than me.
Financial engineering? Weird.
You can head over to NASCAR.
Okay. You better. What do you got?
I got Ryan Newman.
Okay. Why
structural engineering degree from Purdue. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but, you know, left turn. I mean...
Okay, can we say he's the Einstein of NASCAR then, at least?
Well,
out of NASCAR drivers, I mean...
But how much is that saying? You know? I mean, that's like being the best pitcher on the Rockies.
Ouch.
I mean, come on. You're not saying much.
Well, she's not American, she's French, but how about Marion Bartoli?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, you
can't... We have to be American? Okay.
You can't go... It's got to be because, you know, otherwise we could start getting into, you know, we could start having, you know, do we want to vote for Manu Ginobili? I mean, come on.
No,
we can't
nobody wants to vote for Manu Ginobili.
But you see my point, though? It's got to be legit.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I suppose, again, Schwarzenegger could be elected governor, so I suppose we could go with anything.
No, that's fine. So we'll go. But there you go. There's 4 Americans. LeBron James, Ross
right.
Ohlendorf, Alex Smith, Ryan Newman.
On Twitter. Here are some of what I was the names that were tossed at me. Spinner Jr. tells me he would vote for DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus brings people together. That's a good thing.
Likeable guy.
Smart. He looks good on TV.
Looks real good on TV. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That matters.
Jay Butler hit me on Twitter and said, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck already looks like a Civil War general, so his portrait would fit in well in the White House. Now, people would think that it was some president from like 1848.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm that one is there.
And now, we'll check in with Indy, but there have been some leadership concerns.
The number of people who replied at me, including Hunter, there were a couple others. Where did it go? Hunter did, and got to find the other one. Somebody else did that said Tim Tebow. Now, there's all the speculation that Tebow will eventually become a politician.
You know
so
he will. You know he will.
You know that's coming. So, Hunter, thank you for that on Twitter. Bruce hit me up and said, I hate him, but he is cool as the other side of the pillow, and that's Tom Brady. Can you vote for Tom Brady? I mean, if you're going to have email scandals, are you going to have Deflategate scandals? Got to get the FBI involved? Ron, this one's for you. Ron is our producer. Ron, you'll appreciate this one as we talk about current athletes to be voted in. I've had a few people hit me up and say Tim Howard.
Tim Howard's a fine choice. Already represented
Ron,
his country.
Ron being our resident soccer fan.
Fine choice.
I like that idea. The only thing that would scare me is because he is widely known to have Tourette's, and to have someone with Tourette's with their finger on the button. A little scary.
I don't actually think presidents literally leave their finger on a button, though. I don't think it's like, you know, like in the movies where there's a big like red button that they actually push beside the desk.
I think there is.
I don't think there is.
I haven't been into the White House. I like to think that underneath one of the bus.
You don't think it has to like the bat cave?
Yeah, they just flip the head open, push the bomb.
Okay.
We're all toast.
I don't. Not sure, but yeah. Okay.
Megan Brown replied to me on Twitter and said, Zach Britton had 47 saves this past season. Maybe his 48th is to save America.
There you go.
And he didn't get a chance in his playoff game, so maybe.
Pat McAfee, who's known for having just a hilarious sense of humor,
yes,
the punter for the Colts, got a couple of votes as well. Ron, is there anybody I haven't mentioned yet that would be on your ballot?
Well, what I decided to do was take a combination of several people to build a president, a Voltron president, if you will.
A Whoa. Voltron president. Okay.
So, along the same lines with Andrew Luck, I went Ryan Fitzpatrick for the old-timey face.
Okay.
And, of course, the Harvard degree.
The Harvard degree. That doesn't help. Aaron Rodgers, just for his fireside chats.
Okay.
Tim Tebow, because of, you know, what he's been able to do in the face of negativity.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh,
because,
interesting.
Because he just works hard, and he's budget savvy. Since he still drives the same car he had back in high school.
Interesting. Nice twist on that one. All right. Little tip of the cap to Kawhi.
And then Rob Gronkowski, just because.
Just because. We didn't think about Gronk. Now, earlier on, again, before we jumped on nationally, we were on here in Denver, I said I would vote, I could get behind J.J. Watt. You're going to talk about just a likable dude, right? But at the same time, if you were like in a big G8 summit meeting where you were negotiating some serious bleep, I mean, you think another world leader is going to argue with J.J. Watt?
As long as he goes shirtless or sleeveless, I mean.
More of them on my Twitter feed. Our buddy Matt Smith, who covers CU Buffs here in Denver for 5280 Sports Network, said Chris Bryant. Homer. Russell Wilson got several votes. Richard Sherman did as well, including from Sean on Twitter. Thank you, Sean. So there's some great names out here, but so far the number one response has actually been LeBron. I find that fascinating.
He's one of the few major athletes, and whether you agree with his position or not, one of the few major athletes. I mean, you think of someone like Michael Jordan, who literally covered a logo with the American flag because he had sponsorships. LeBron has been a lot more outspoken than many. So I think there's reasons to think that he's a guy with some interest there. He's evolved.
Also got hit up on Twitter by somebody that said, D'Angelo Russell, he won't keep any secrets from the people. 42 after, Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio.